No one would miss him. They were all wrapped up in their own little nirvanas. Oh, he thought with a ghost of a smile, Lex might wonder where he'd disappeared to. In an hour or two, he would probably receive a text asking him where he was, if he was okay, and berating him gently for leaving without saying goodbye. Lexi loved him, cared for him like a favorite brother, and soaked in her affection like a dry sponge. But it would never be more than that. As close as they were, she belonged to Ian. Long before he knew about soulmates and cries, Aiden had considered asking Lexi to marry him eventually, a natural progression of their close relationship. He knew now that would have been a mistake. They could have been happy together, and Lexi wouldn't have wanted for anything. But Aiden couldn't give her what Ian had. That was his very soul. He wasn't even sure he had one to give. Pouring himself a drink from the 20-year-old bottle of scotch, he glanced out his floor-to-ceiling windows, down into the sparkling valley. It was too idyllic, really. A veritable winter wonderland, with sparkling lights far below and the full moon bathing everything in a silvery glow. So pristine. So perfect. Like his hair, his clothes, his car, his house. Yet for all its stunning beauty, it was still cold, painful if you touched it too long, and capable of sucking every last bit of warmth from you, if you allowed it. Was there someone out there for him, hidden beneath all that perfection? Someone who would be his perfect mate in every way? He almost laughed. Not likely. To be more than just a blip on his radar, she would have to have a spotless past, one capable of standing up to the intense scrutiny of the watchdogs intent on keeping the Harrison name pure and scandal-free. She would have to be strong enough to share the great weight of his success as well as the benefits. Intelligence, wit, and a sense of humor were absolute musts. Aiden wanted a woman he could talk to and laugh with. He had more than enough attractive but essentially useless possessions. His wife would not be another. Those were the obvious things, of course, the things any man in his position would desire. In truth, he'd run across several prospects that would have satisfied those requisites beautifully and would have been quite happy for the opportunity to prove it. But it wasn't enough. Aiden needed more than a trophy wife capable of standing up to public and not-so-public scrutiny. He needed a woman who could love him and want him in spite of his success, not because of it. A woman who could find happiness with him even if he suddenly decided to say fuck it and just walk away from it all. Not that he would, of course. Aiden liked his excessive wealth, just as he liked the power and prestige that came with it. But unlike many of his peers who married for business or social reasons, he would not marry a woman who didn't love him. He wanted a woman who wanted him for more than his bottom line. And therein lay the crux of his problem. He drained his glass and wondered, not for the first time, if the whole cry thing only applied to the full-blooded and ancient Irish Callahan clan. Or if anybody could dare hope for such a thing. His sister Rebecca believed there was someone out there for him, but he wasn't so sure. Rebecca had more faith in her little finger than he had in his entire body. Maybe it was as simple as believing. He snorted softly, as if believing in anything was easy for him. He was a man who made his own path, was responsible for his own destiny. The very things that made him successful in life and in business, his drive, his need to control, his intelligence, his experience, also taught him to be wary and suspicious of everyone outside of an exclusive few. It was human nature. People could say what they wanted, but words were just that, words. They could spout clichés about money not buying happiness.